This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Thanks for staying with us here on The Morning Run. You're with Lin Mark Sher, it's Abdullah and Wong Shaning. But taking a look also at another island that is on China's radar, Taiwan has been in the news since yesterday because according to the Coast Guard Administration, a Chinese warship collided with a Taiwanese freighter yesterday around 20 nautical miles southeast of Taiwan-controlled Kinmen Island. This is off China's southeast coast. And while the bulk carrier was damaged, no injuries were reported, but it's said that this could raise tensions in an already tense area.
So, I mean, this collision could definitely add pressure on Taiwan ahead of their presidential election this coming January. So we see pro-China candidates from the KMT party, Han Kuo-yu, they will go head-to-head with the current incumbent president Tsai Ing-wen. And we're looking at the election going to be held on the 11th of January next year. At the same time, I think the U.S. Has also increased its number of transit by its warship through the Taiwan Straits this year, signaling their support for the island in the face of Chinese threats to claim Taiwan by force.
Yeah, recently also the U.S. has started to sell some weapons to Taiwan, which of course didn't make the China very happy. This whole area seems to be very tense at the moment in North Asia, right? Because you've got issues in Hong Kong, which Taiwan watches very, very closely. So I think it'll be interesting to see developments in this area.
So for more on this morning, we have on the line with us Rizwan Rahmat, Principal Defence Analyst, joined by IHS Market. Thank you very much for joining us this morning, Rizwan. How far will this inflame tensions between China and Taiwan now ahead of the 2020 presidential elections in Taiwan?
Well, for a start, I think I just like to say that this is an accident. We've had similar accidents before in the Formosa Strait. It's a very busy water channel. And you know, once a year or twice a year, we've had incidents like this. So I think let's see what the investigations says. I think the Taiwanese Coast Guard are conducting their investigations right now, but I wouldn't imagine such an accident to be inflaming tensions too much.
And Rizwan, does China have, you know, look at the bandwidth right now to deal with all this, considering it's also fighting battles on, you know, multiple fronts, including the trade war as well as handling the Hong Kong protests?
Yeah, I think the ongoing trade war is something that is being, you know, it's an economic issue. This looks to be more of a naval issue. I don't think it will be, you know, there will be any cross currents in between the two.
So, Rizwan, speaking of naval issues, how is the U.S. Likely to react if we do see China and Taiwan start going head to head in the Taiwanese Strait? Because the U.S. Taiwan has traditionally been allied more towards the U.S. than it has been to China, potentially as a result of the fact that China does not acknowledge Taiwan's independence.
Yeah, I think we have a defense arrangement between Taiwan and the U.S. But however, as I mentioned just now, if you were to look at the photos of the tanker that was involved in the collision, Yutai, number one, if you were to look at the damage that was sustained, it's really not that bad compared to the collisions that have happened in the past. I would be very hard-pressed to imagine such a collision to be escalating anything beyond, you know, formal investigations between the Taiwanese and the Chinese, really.
Right, thank you very much, Rizwan. And that was Rizwan Rahmat, Principal Defence Analyst with Jane's by IHS Market. And actually, for me, the interesting thing that's going to be coming out of Taiwan is these 2020 elections. Because if you remember, Terry Goh, who's the founder of Foxconn, was at one point touted to be challenging Tsai Ing-wen for the presidency, but he's actually been beat out to the nomination by this Han Kuo-yu, who is affiliated with the pro-Chinese Kuomintang party over there in China, over in Taiwan, actually.
Yeah, and this Han Kuo-yu is a relatively unknown candidate, right? For it was reported in Bloomberg that he didn't really have a steady job for many years. He was a political unknown. In some ways, he's a bit of a maverick. He likes to run campaigns with a lot of pizzazz in it, but not much in terms of actual policy and what he intends to do for Taiwan. Mm-hmm. But I think it'll be interesting to see, because you've got two factions going on in Taiwan, right? The pro-China and the pro-independence movements going at loggerheads.
Yes, it is. And the other interesting thing is that this Han Kuo-yu, he is very much a populist. So he's running on the platform that he's going to be bringing the power of the government back to the people. So he's very much running as a people's candidate. And also, he is one of the supporters of the idea that closer ties with China would heal all of Taiwan's economic woes that they've been experiencing thus far. So it's going to be an interesting situation over there in Taiwan as we head into January of 2020. If this collision between the Chinese freighter and the Chinese warship and the Taiwanese freighter comes to nothing in the end, it is very much a tense area, especially considering China's fighting a battle on many fronts. Mm. And I guess we will have to wait and see how it develops over there. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.